If you were listening to Top of the Pops last week, you heard Pete Townsend of The Who promise to come back this week and tell us about the pop opera that he's written. Right, Pete, what is it all about?
The original idea was to capture a person's life, and I felt that a deaf, dumb and blind boy would be the ideal person for us musically, because we could more or less translate his feelings, vibrations and bumps and shocks and stuff directly into music. He goes through life. He gets a shock when he's a child, and it makes him deaf, dumb and blind, and he gets fairly abused in his childhood. He becomes a pinball wizard, and quite a few things happen to him as a child, and none of them are interpreted as bad. They're all interpreted as good feelings, and this is the basic point, is that without the barrage of the senses and the preconceptions that one gets through living in a society as complex as ours, mm-hmm. he is very pure and simple, sees things in a very simple way, and when he eventually gets his sight back, it becomes rather saintly, and already adored by quite a few people as a pinball champion, he becomes adored as a public figure, and people want to be like him, and it doesn't work, and there's eventually a minor revolution, and he's left roughly where he was at the beginning of the opera, a fairly plaintive, lonely figure, isolated from the rest of society in a way, but whole, you know.
And your score has, to end on a rather more flippant note, already thrown up one hit song. Do you think it contains more?
Well, there's one other song called Go to the Mirror Boy, which is quite exciting, but Pinball Wizard, for me, is the outstanding pop song. It's like a moment of madness. I think it's, you know, I think it's your ideal Who single, really.
Pete, thank you for the clarity and sanity. Let's join you now in the madness.
Good.